Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah. Oh, they're still going. What do you say? Let's cut that off and put on the next part of the show. Yeah. Let's. What happened? Oh, yeah, there it is. All right. Well, I'm going to start off with a track by Robin Lang, who sadly passed away last week. He's the fellow who put together the music for the song that I wrote. So I'm going to the funeral, or at least the wake, up in Glasgow, near Glasgow, on Thursday. But anyway, his song is very telling of his sense of humor and hard edge to it. The Man Who Slits the Turkey's Throat at Christmas by Robin Lang. Yeah, it's pretty out there, I think. And Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga, featuring Space Control. Santa's Gonna Kick Your A by the Arrogant Worms. And Merry Christmas Baby by Sheryl Crow. So, I dedicate this hour to you, Robin. Gonna miss you. Really liked your corny sense of humor.
In the distance, church bells chime. Soon it will be Christmas time. On the fire there burns a yuletide log. Carolers are singing too. Noses red and fingers blue. Sounds of children coughing in the fog. But there's one man who'll be working when you're tucked up in your bed. For he has got a seasonal job. His clothes are always red. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets, wrap them in cellophane, and just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure the little ankles with elastic. Then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into a little plastic bag. When autumn leaves have fallen and winter winds do blow, I visit all my poultry shouting, five more weeks to go. I send each one a Christmas card. It always is a funny one, portraying thyme and parsley, rosemary, sage and onion. But I'm a kindly master, compassionate and dutiful, and it ruffles up their feathers when I tell them that they're beautiful. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets, wrap them in cellophane, and just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure the little ankles with elastic, then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into a little plastic bag. Some people say I'm cruel, some say that I'm insane. But methods I've adopted are really quite humane. I kill them, draw them, pluck them. It's the best way I have found. Unless I feel vindictive when I swap the system round. With my hand stuck up a turkey, it's not a pretty sight, but they die with smiles upon their beaks to tell me it's all right. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets, wrap them in cellophane, and just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure their little ankles with elastic, then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag, and I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into a little plastic bag. One day, this little turkey cock with teardrops in his eye whispered to me, "Please, sir, I don't want to die." I said, "Come here, my chickadee, you don't look very chuffed. Don't you know it's Christmas time, so turkeys can get stuffed?" "But you have really touched me, and though we still must part, there's going to be a place for you right here next to my heart." I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets and wrap them in cellophane. Then just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure their little ankles with elastic. Then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into, I pop them into, I pop them into a little plastic bag.
You on top, let's fa la 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 la, let's go. Light you up, put you on top, let's fa la 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 la, let's go. Ho, 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 under the mistletoe. Yes, everybody knows we will take off our clothes. Yes, if you want us to, we will.
Shoveling snow and reindeer poo. Elves are coming. coming and they're gonna steal your turkey, wreck your TV, burn down your Christmas tree. Elves are coming and they're gonna trash your home, cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa's loaded with attitude. He's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with her chiropractor.
Oh, Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's had a really crappy year.
Ow, my bum hurts.
Merry Christmas, baby. Baby, should it treat me nice? Christmas, baby, you should've treated me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas, now I'm living in paradise. Oh, I'm feeling mighty fine this morning, got good music on the radio.
Sheryl Crow, Merry Christmas, Baby. And before that, we heard Santa's Gonna Kick Your A, your butt, by the Arrogant Worms. And Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga, featuring Space Control, was before that. And we started off with The Man Who Slits the Turkey's Throats at Christmas by Robin Lang, a former friend of mine, former, because he passed away last week. Yeah, I was so pleased that he did work on my song, because I just had these words and I didn't know what to do, and I had lost them for, I don't know, 30 years or something, and suddenly they were there. I found them again and asked Robin if he would make it into a song, and he did, and he got some musicians and he took it to a studio, and well, I mean, I did pay, but it was just so rewarding for me to actually have a song. My words turn into a song. Well, on we go with the show, and a St. Nick Dangerous Christmas Eve by the Fireside Theater, and Jingle Smells, Silly Novelty Christmas Song by Captain Audio, and Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry to bring us back. So here goes the Fireside Theater with Saint Nick Dangerous Christmas Song.
Ho, 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 let's clench our fists.
Ho, 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 let's grit our lips.
And let's get ready for another bone-chilling adventure of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
It was the night before Xmas, and all through the house.
Wait, I thought you lived in your car, Nick.
Well, it isn't a house in the conventional sense, Dwight. It's a metaphorical house, like being in the house, like, oh, in the house. Get it?
Barely.
Well, wherever it was certainly quiet. Too quiet. And it was certainly a place where not a creature was stirring, not even your tiniest of mice. And look, these particular mice had stockings hung by their window like they was curtains with care.
We hope that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
Hey, that really got to me. By St. Nicholas, I figured they meant me. Nick, Nicholas, get it?
I get it. I'm not stupid. You've got mice living in your car who worship you.
X-Tree! Children nestled all snug in beds. Sugar plum visions, dancing heads.
Hey, that was sweet, too. What was going on? Something was weird, that's for sure. For instance, there'd been talk all over this tough town that mob boss Rocky Rococo had suddenly reformed.
It was a peaceful life now that I was reformed. In fact, Ma Barker in her kerchief and me in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Come on, girls,
out on the lawn.
Get in the sleigh.
There arose such a clatter.
I get in the sleigh.
Rocky sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
I opened the window and threw them a flash, disarmed all the shutters and threw up on the sash. I love Xmas.
Meanwhile, down at police headquarters, handsomely backlit, Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw stands at the window peering through his new FBI binoculars.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gives the luster of midday to objects below. I was surveilling, but in a kind of poetic way, just like I learned in police acting school.
And what to his wandering eyes does appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Oh, no, this is even worse than my usual hullabaloos. I saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Nick. Yeah, Nick Danger, my old three-eyed nemesis.
But more rapid than eagles, Nick's courses they came, and Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
On Smasher, Lap Dancer, on Squasher and Vixen, on Brandy, on Inga, on Blondie, let's blitz up.
They were on top of my porch, on the top of my wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Frankly, I felt like an idiot, but I had to say dash away. It was in the script. And speaking of scripts, I was beginning to wonder about our writers. Hey, Dwight,
yeah.
Where are the writers?
Well,
okay,
in there.
Hey, Manny,
yeah,
take this. As dry leaves that before the wild storm.
Hurricane.
So hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the skies.
Okay, great. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Beautiful writing, but only fit for mice and small children. We needed action and danger. So up to the housetop, my coursers, they flew with the sleigh full of toys and Nick Dangerous, too.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on my roof the prancing and pawing of each stiletto hoof. As I drew out my rod and was turning around, down the chimney, Nick Danger came with a blonde.
Oh. All right, hold it right there. When I got to the scene of the crime, I saw Nick Danger. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot.
Bradshaw, stand back.
Hey, Nick, don't you know it's politically incorrect to wear fur? Do you know how many ermines died for that suit?
Huh?
And your clothes are all tarnished with ashes and soot. Whoa.
But instead of a monkey, a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a burglar just opening his pack.
He's stealing the place blind.
No.
No, Bradshaw, you're wrong. Look. Look, his eyes, how they twinkle, his cute little dimples, how merry.
Look, Al, my cheeks are like roses, my nose like a cherry.
Yum, yum.
He's got a droll little mouth drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chinny chin chin is just as white as the snow.
Jeez, I'm actually getting old.
The stump of a pipe he holds tight in his teeth, and the smoke is encircling his head like a East.
That's it, Nick. What? I gotcha. What? Smoking's illegal everywhere now, except in Minnesota. Okay, put them out.
But hell, what about my broad face and my little round belly that shakes when I laugh like a bowl full of jelly?
Yeah, what about?
He's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
I gotta lose some weight.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. Okay, I took off the cuffs. I had nothing to dread.
Nick spoke not a word.
For once.
But went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned...
like a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
I hate chimneys.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his deers gave a whistle.
And away they all flew, like the down on a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim that he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all!
And to all
a good night!
Horn Smasher!
Merry Christmas!
his favorite jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Was frosty and it didn't give much light. Santa had his little elves to shine it up so bright. Prancer and the others are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas time's a-coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you no matter where you are. Sister's eyes are glowing, brother jumps with glee. Mama's kissing daddy beside the Christmas tree. All the other boys and girls are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas times are coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you no matter where you are. Like a star, it'll help Santa find you no matter where you are.
Well, that was one more song than I planned, but once it started, I thought, oh, well, let's go with it. That was They Shined Up Rudolph's Nose by Johnny Horton. Before that was Run, Rudolph, Run by Chuck Berry, the immortal rock and roll legend. And Jingle Smells by Captain Audio. I mean, what says Christmas more than a fart version of Jingle Bells? And anyway, and we started with St. Nick Dangerous Christmas Eve by Firesign Theater. Yes, so nice. So on we go with Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses and Christmas Is Almost Here by the Arrogant Worms. So, yeah, that's what's coming next. Yeah. Oh, no, I think we have another track. Oh, I'm having troubles. Yes. Yes.
Christmas is almost here. Christmas is almost here. Christmas is almost here.
Just 5 days till Christmas. I haven't done a thing. Don't even have a Christmas tree. I am panicking. Most lots are all sold out. I search until the night. I end up with the grubby shrub with a case of blight.
Christmas is almost here. Christmas is almost here. Christmas is almost here.
It's 4 days till Christmas, so I'll have to decorate. Spend hours in the basement until I find the crate of lights and bulbs and popcorn strings tangled in a knot. Then I spend the day separating what I've got. Days of Christmas, spend all day writing cards. I started writing letters, now I just say best regards. I shove them in the mailbox, and to the mall I go to get gifts for Jim and Dame and Tim and Uncle Joe. And it's Mavis and Beatrice and Grandpa Granny and I. It's 2 days of Christmas, a million things to do. Clean the house, put on tea, company is due. Where are my relatives? Why haven't they showed up? I bet they're at the airport, I forgot to pick them up.
Christmas is almost here.
Christmas. The kids wake me up at 5. Fall downstairs, a messy hair, zombie half alive. Spend all day serving company, then fall down inert. If these are my holidays, I'd rather stay at work.
Yeah, Christmas is almost here by the Arrogant Worms, a fitting Christmas group. And before that, we heard Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses. And now we're going to hear Santa by Cheech and Chong and Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead. So that ought to keep us going. Yeah. All right, Santa, take it away, Cheech and Chong.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... No. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, And then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy. And he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, huh? Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Man. Yeah, man. I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man in a town full of
where's
stresses me out. It wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be who you wanted, oh.
And that's Radiohead. Stop that. Oof. I try to allow enough time between tracks, but it doesn't always work. Anyway, that was Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees. Sort of a Christmas theme. And Christmas Is Almost Here started us off by the Arrogant Worms. And now what's up is... let's see. We're going to do... Yeah, okay. What If God Smoked Cannabis by Bob Rivers, More Arrogant Worms, Jesus' Brother Bob, and The Kid's Story, The Real Meaning of Christmas by Bob Rivers. And that's kind of a sweet way to come near the end. And there's a little bit of a medley if we need it to take us to the end of the show. So Bob Rivers, What If God Smoked Cannabis?
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, yeah, God looks baked. Yeah, yeah, God smells good. Yeah, 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 yeah. What if God smoked cannabis? Hit the bong like some of us. Drove a tie-dyed microbus, and he subscribes to Rolling Stone. When God made this place in the beginning, did he plant any seeds, or did he put them there for Adam and haven't heard of me, I wouldn't be surprised. I bet you know my relatives, their names will never die. My mother is a saint, and my brother is a god. But all I am is Jesus, Brother Bob.
Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
I have to pay the ferry to cross the Galilee, but not my brother.
No, not him.
He walks across for free. I finally get to work about a quarter after nine. Already he's turning water into wine.
Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
One day when I was home, I heard a mighty roar. There were 1,000 people right outside the door. Came the cheering from the mob. But then they got a look at me.
Nuts, it's only Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
He died up on the cross. I thought that I was free. Finally, people would get to know me for me.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Judas.
Hey.
This was my big chance to finally get ahead. The next thing you know, he's rising from the dead.
Oh, Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God.
Everybody!
Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
Yeah, that's the Arrogant Worms with Jesus, Brother Bob. So, well, let's end it up here with a song or two. I'm not sure. Another Bob Rivers thing this time. It's a kind of a sweet thing. The Kid's Christmas Story, The Real Meaning of Christmas, and then a little bit of a country and western medley to take us out, if we get that far. So, Bob Rivers, The Kid's Christmas Story.
Would you guys like to be on the Christmas album?
Sure.
I don't know. Are we going to get paid?
How much do you want?
$15. $20.
Okay. I would like you guys to tell me something. What is the real meaning of Christmas?
Jesus' birthday.
Duh.
How does Jesus celebrate his birthday? Does he have a cake?
Yeah. I don't know. Never been up there.
Up where? Jesus' place?
Yeah.
If you could wish for something this Christmas, something for the whole world, not just for you, what would it be?
For people not to be mean and start fights.
You mean like wars?
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
What is war?
It's where there's a lot of people and there's only two teams with a lot of weapons fighting each other.
And we always win. Except for Asia, they beat us. It's like sports.
I see. What does Santa Claus look like?
He looks like you.
He looks real dorky.
That's real sweet, guys. Do you think Santa's been watching you?
No.
No, because he's always at work.
I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Tell you what, guys.
Yeah?
Let's wish everybody listening to this album a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and I hope there's peace on Earth, dude.
Okay, this is country and western medley, O Holy Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, O Come All Ye Faithful. Before that was the Kids' Christmas Story, and I think we did Jesus' Brother Bob before that. Anyway, yeah, so good evening. Have a great Christmas. I might not be here next week. And this is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chant Show, signing off. See you next, or whenever.